This is Denton ISD High School Basketball on KNTU 88.1, The One, and KNTU.com. Now we take you courtside for the featured game of the week.
Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Keller, Texas, about 30 minutes south of Denton for some high school basketball playoff action. Neutral site from Timber Creek High School as the Denton Broncos go up against the Brewer Bears. Good evening, everybody. Zach Babb alongside Grayson Nolette. And this is a bit unusual in the high school landscape of things, Grayson, because normally, a lot of times, especially in football, you'll see it a lot in basketball, you usually get a really good team. Denton, they share the district title with Denton Ryan this year. They end up being the number two seed in 5-5A after a coin flip to decide the seeding. Usually, first round, the higher seed is going to get a team. It's a lot weaker, maybe got in with a losing record in district or a losing record overall. Not so for the Brewer Bears. They are 23-8, 11-3 in district play. They were a win away last Tuesday from claiming a tri-district championship out in 6-5A. This could be a very unusual, very good first-round playoff matchup.
Absolutely. In a lot of situations, Zach, like you said, you see, you know, a lot of the blowouts happen in the first round of the playoffs because you get a lot of those top-seeded guys going up against some of the weaker teams that just nudge their way into the playoffs. Not the case here tonight. Although the Denton Broncos and the Brewer Bears, I said Denver instead of Denton. It's like right there with
me. We still got a ways to go until football season.
I know. I just miss it so much. But, you know, these Brewer Bears and these Denton Broncos, they both got very similar in-conference schedules. You know, maybe you have Brewer going a little bit higher overall for the season. But, I mean, when it comes to experience of both of these rosters, the kinds of seasons that they have, where they are offensively and defensively, they're fairly similar across the board. It's going to be a very close matchup tonight, and it could be a very exciting game to start off the playoffs.
Well, the Broncos so far this season, 16-10. They are 10-2 in district play as we've got the Bronco mascot here handing me my water. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. 16-10 overall, 10-2. The second seed in 5-5A, they kind of stumbled across the finish line, if you will. They were in a perfect position to win the district title outright in 5-5A. They fall to Ryan a couple Fridays ago, 74-59, second to last game of the season. That puts them on track. Now, they still have the upper hand because of the tiebreaker rule to get that outright district title. But then they also fall to Sherman in a close game last Tuesday, 76-72. Ryan gets the win over Braswell. So suddenly they're co-district champions, and Absolutely. Then Denton loses the coin flip. So now they're suddenly the second seed after looking like they have an outright district title. You figure maybe that's something Brewer wants to capitalize on. You got a Denton team. Their last win was a big blowout over Braswell 2 weeks ago. Maybe you can try and get them while they're down.
Absolutely. It's an interesting position that the Brewer Bears have put themselves in with these Denton Broncos. Denton lost their last two games to end the season. They were 8-2 in their last 10 games of that regular season. You had that 8-game winning streak going. Then you drop your final two games and you end up as the number two seed. You know, it's just the exact opposite of where you wanted to end your regular season. You've got no momentum coming into this game, really. You're honestly trying to prove yourself is where the Broncos are at this moment. And then Brewer, although in their last 10 games of the season, they were also 10-2, they lost their last game to Northwest 44-43, an incredibly close one. But before that, you had wins against Saginaw, wins against VR Eaton, Azeal, Alito. So they were on a hot streak themselves. Both of these teams didn't end the regular season where they wanted to. So both of them are coming out in situations where they outright need to show why they're here in the playoffs tonight to get things started.
And you figure maybe there's something to prove for a Brewer because you were literally 2 points away from claiming a tri-district championship, something very
bizarre.
That would
have been an incredibly interesting situation. You don't even know really what you would do. I mean, some triple coin flip type of action going on.
It rarely happens. I'm not even sure the rule of it. It's just so rare. If they would have beaten, they lost to Northwest 44-43. That gave Northwest the win outright. But if they would have won, you would have had Northwest, Chisholm Trail, and Brewer all end with 12-2 records in district play. It's because Chisholm Trail also won their last game of the season. But nonetheless, you have three teams coming out of 6-5.
I mean, that was a really great game between Brewer and Northwest. Those were some of the top. Northwest was number one in the conference going into that game. So, you know, this isn't exactly the position that Brewer saw themselves getting into. But, you know, like you said, all you needed was 2 points, and tonight could have been an incredibly different game, Zach.
That's all that separates between the first and the third seed for the Brewer Bears. When we come back, we will look over the starting lineup and look ahead towards tip-off. You're listening to the Denton ISD Game of the Week on KNTU.
Jazz vibraphonist Stefan Harris will perform with the 1 o'clock lab band on Thursday at 8 p.m. in the Murchison Performing Arts Center. I'm Alan Balock, director of the 1 o'clock lab band, inviting you to join us at the Murchison for this unique concert. Harris is this year's guest artist at UNT, thanks to the Glenn Gomez Endowment for Jazz Studies. Our jazz students will get the chance to spend some time with and learn some things from Harris, and you've got the chance to enjoy his music and hear him perform live with the 1 o'clock lab band. See and hear vibraphonist Stefan Harris and the 1 o'clock lab band. The show is Thursday night at 8. The location is the Murchison Performing Arts Center on the UNT campus in Denton. And keep enjoying jazz right here on KNTU, FM 88.1, The One.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Our technical director back in the KNTU studios up at the University of North Texas is now we'll look to the starting lineups for both of these teams, starting off with the Denton Broncos. Again, 16-10 on the year, 10-2 on the season, or in district play, excuse me, but both of those losses coming in the last two games. They will start at the guard, the junior 6'4", Tyrus Johnson, the transfer from Ryan in his second season with the Broncos. He's the only player on this team with offers for basketball. New Orleans and our very own University of North Texas. The junior guard, Joseph Frisbee, number 12, standing at 5'9". He also gets the start, averaging 12 points per game. Jaylen Brown, the 6'6", senior forward, who's averaging 11-6-2 this year. Someone that the head coach of these Broncos, Harold Jackson, very happy with this season and coming in and making plays. Also at guard, you'll get the senior 5'10", number 23, Shavion Moore, who's averaging 9-4-3. And rounding it out, the center, number 42, Caleb Allison, who averages 10 points per game, just 4 rebounds, but the big man, he's 6'5 as well, plays good down low. This is the most amazing thing to me about this starting lineup for Denton, and Harold Jackson, the head coach, has made this a point too. He's been the head coach at Denton now for 11 years, his 16th year total with the program. What he calls arguably the most balanced team here, as the basketball almost takes out our equipment. The most balanced team he's had in his 16 years at Denton. He's got 4 starters averaging double figures, and Shavion Moore is the only one who's not. He's got 9 per game. This Denton team, I know Coach Jackson likes to say they're very balanced. This Denton team can score. It doesn't matter who's on the court.
Absolutely. The offensive side of the ball has definitely been a strength for them this year. It's not just, you know, you've got 5 guys that are almost all in double digits averaging per game. It's the fact that, I mean, there are other stats along this roster that have really contributed to that offense. Like you said, Tyrus Johnson, that junior guard, he's also averaging 6 assists per game. So he's really great at dishing the basketball. Those Brewer Bears, Mr. Pedro Castro, who we'll get a little bit into later. But then you got Caleb Allison at 6'5", couple guards at 5'10", 6'1". You got some great size on this starting lineup, lots of experience, only juniors and seniors in that starting lineup, 6 seniors, 5 juniors, couple sophomores, no freshmen on this Denton Broncos roster. Everyone's just incredibly experienced in being in this position, Zach. They've been scoring well all year. They play great defense as well. And I know that they're going to be in the man tonight, and that's just something I'm really looking forward to as well.
For the Brewer Bears, they are 23-8 on the season, 11-3 in 6-5A play. Their starters are as follows. The sophomore, number one, 5'5", 130, David Woosley, the shortest guy on the court by far, but he's good at dishing the basketball around. He's averaging about 5 assists per game. Way down the lineup, number 20, the senior wingman, number 26-1, 150, Anthony Rodriguez, who's averaging about 5 points a game. Pedro Castro, the senior who doubles as a wingman and a forward, 6'7", 180. He's averaging 17 points per game, 7 rebounds per game. He's a 4-year starter, been on the team since his freshman year, and he is committed to the University of Texas at Arlington. The number 24, the sophomore postman, Cortland Blake, standing at 6'3", 220, almost like a linebacker build. He's averaging 12-4 on the year, and then rounding it out down low, Kenneth Harris at 6'1", 155, the junior wearing number 33, 6 points per game, 3 rebounds, and 2.3 assists. This is a lineup that maybe not the most flashiest in terms of the numbers, but they got the guys there, especially the 6'7", Pedro Castro, who's been with this varsity squad now for 4 years and is going to UTA next year.
Right, and you know, UT Arlington, it's a very underrated program, I feel like, in college basketball. Every year, they have so many players that are performing at a high level. You got a couple guys in the NBA from that university. They always seem to squeeze their way into the tournament every few years, and that's going to be a great school for Pedro Castro to go to. Like I said, he is going to give the Denton Broncos 6'6" Jaylen Brown absolute fits tonight. Pedro Castro has been on an absolute tear for these Bears. Although they do give up a little bit of height aside from Castro on this lineup, like you said, you got a 5'5 guard, David Woosley. That'll be an interesting matchup to see him go against some of those taller point guards on the court for Denton. But, you know, this is a very good team that's been averaging right around 53 points per game over the last 10 games, but they've only been allowing 38, Zach. I know some people, there's been some rumors, you know, some talk how the Brewer Bears regular season schedule maybe wasn't as tough as the Denton Broncos, but you can't argue with the fact that these guys have been shutting teams down as of late, and that's something that they're going to have to do to get night against Denton. Although, like you said, you're giving up some height. You've got that star in Castro. You have some dudes who can score on the board, people who can dish the basketball. You're not allowing a lot of points per game right now. You're averaging right around 52. It's a great matchup for Brewer. I think that they can definitely get this done if they can go out and perform on defense like they have as of late.
Well, the Brewer Bears, they're coming off a loss. Both of these two teams coming off a loss. The only difference, Brewer was 2 points away from the top seed in 6-5A. Instead, they fall to third, as how close everyone was in those district standings. As we will take one more break. When we come back, we will have our keys to the game, and we'll have tip-off between Brewer and Denton. You're listening to the Denton ISD Game of the Week right here on KNTU.
Hey, everyone. You know, let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. That felt good, huh? Just like that, we had a nice, special sort of moment together. Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They could be loud moments, goofy moments, sporty moments, dorky moments. Moments where we talk or walk or just hang out. It doesn't really matter. They all count. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. Sounds like somebody agrees. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Today, call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Outright monetary donations are not the only gifts that help keep KNTU on the air. Did you know that KNTU accepts vehicles as a form of giving? Well, we do. And the process is simple. We pick up the vehicle, get your information, and send you the paperwork needed for your taxes. Give us a call, 844-KNTU-CAR, or donate online at kntu-cardonations.com. Why not make the call or go online now?
Thank you.
national anthem over the PA system here at Timber Creek High School in Keller, Texas. Right on the edge of Fort Worth and about 30 minutes south of where we usually are in Denton as the Brewer Bears take on the Denton Broncos here in the Denton ISD Game of the Week. Zach Babb alongside Grayson Ouellette, Zach Vance back in the KNTU studios up at the campus of the University of North Texas as the starting lineup's being announced. Denton is the de facto home team despite coming in as the higher seed. You'll see that often in high school sports. It's not uncommon.
No.
As actually the perfect case comes in with these Brewer Bears, our Denton ISD Game of the Week in football. Ryan, undefeated, had to go on the road in the first round to
right.
Brewer High School. We were at Brewer Bear Stadium calling that game.
That was a little baffling that time.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that, you know, an undefeated school had to go on the road in that situation. But, you know, tonight it's not always uncommon, especially because we have such a good matchup, Zach. You know, two teams that had very similar records in both in conference and for the entire regular season. So, you know, tonight we've got a neutral site, something that we didn't really bring up. This is a situation that favors Brewer. They had a lot more neutral games played during the regular season than Denton did. The Broncos went 2-3 during the regular season on neutral sites. Well, in the meantime, you had 9 wins at a neutral site at a Brewer. So that could favor the Bears in this particular game tonight.
9-2 versus 2-3, as you said, Grayson. But let's start off with these Brewer Bears as they're being introduced. What's going to be the biggest key for them to try and get a win here tonight?
So you're giving up that height advantage. So the first thing I said was you're going to have to control the tempo. It's so easy to take over a basketball game when you're able to just lob it up to your big guys in the paint and really just take advantage of the height difference that you have over other teams. So I think that Brewer has to be able to control the ball well, don't give up a lot of turnovers, control the tempo of the game. And I think that defense needs to be placed first for these guys. It's something that you've excelled in up to this point in the season. I think that that needs to be your main focus. Don't try to outshoot Denton tonight because, honestly, I think they're just too good at it.
And right before we get this tip-off going for the Denton Broncos.
For the Denton Broncos, I say forcing turnovers, something that head coach Harold Jackson actually pointed out himself was something that they were going to try to do tonight was force turnovers, something I couldn't agree with more because that really changes the momentum and the tempo of the game very quickly and very dramatically. So if Denton can take over that aspect, then that'll be good for them. I would say shut down Pedro Castro. He's the best player on the court for Brewer. And finally, take advantage of that height difference.
Well, it is the 6'7 Castro winning the opening tip. We are officially underway. First round playoff action here at Timber Creek High School between Denton and Brewer. The Bears starting with the ball first. This one coming back with it. They'll rotate it around. It's Woosley. He goes up top to Castro. Castro waiting with this and sends this one down low, driving the lane. Can't get through. That time was Blank. He instead dishes it out up top to Rodriguez. Rodriguez with it. He'll send it over to Castro. Pedro Castro in the 6'7 frame with it. They'll send it around the horn. Far side down low to Woosley. Comes back up top to Castro. Very methodical start here for Brewer as they kick this one over back up top again to Woosley. They'll go far side to Kenneth Harris. Harris driving inside, drawing some contact, and he does get the foul. It will be against Shavion Moore. That's his first personal, first team foul.
Shavion Moore was in good position to really defend that shot. I didn't think he needed to go with the shooting foul on that one, but great patience to start off the game by Brewer. You were just trying not to make a mistake, and you were running your plays.
And it's actually not going to be a shooting foul. They're going to say he didn't get the attempt off in time, so just a regular foul. There's a steal here by Denton, but then they immediately turn it over. A pass inside, shot up that time, no good from Brewer, and back the other way come the Broncos, driving the other way and missing that ball. A bit high of a pass intended for Jaylen Brown. It goes out of bounds right near our table here, and so Castro will send it back in for Brewer.
Bears, once again with the basketball. Let's see if they can get the first points to start off this game and really take the momentum to start things off.
Woosley with it, in trouble, gets this one off, barely inside. They go to the man down low, right outside the paint. That time it's Rodriguez. He dishes this one back up top to Woosley. Around the horn they go, all the way for Castro in the corner. The three is up. The three is no good. And the rebound taken that time by Tyrus Johnson. Johnson sends it inside. The shot up. The shot's waved off. And it's a charge called
on
Jaylen Brown. His first personal, second team foul.
What a job by number 20 for Brewer, Anthony Rodriguez, to plant his feet and get down the court in time. He was the last resort for them, and he made it happen.
Here's the inbound here. It's a bit of a scrambled egg down low. Now here comes a pass off the other way back to Castro, and he nails this one in off the assist from Rodriguez. And it's a 2-0 lead for Brewer, the first basket of the game. Johnson with it. Dishes this one over down low to Brown. Brown with it, rotating over towards the top. Dishes this pass off far side. They go back up to the point for Tyrus Johnson. He puts up a three. It's no good. And the rebound taken that time by Cortland Blake.
Unlike Denton, who's playing in the man-to-man to start off the game, you've got Brewer running a bit of a switch zone.
Woosley with it. Sends this pass down low. Almost picked off. They dish it inside once again that time. It is Castro. Gets it off the assist from Kenneth Harris, and it's 4-0 Brewer, 5:45 to go here in the first quarter.
Yeah, the Denton player, Joseph Frisbee, going for the steal. It didn't end up working out. Left Brewer with a wide-open layup.
They go down into the corner for Jaylen Brown. Brown with it. He gets it off to Johnson. Johnson finds the big man, Allison, and it is blocked away. Once again, Rodriguez with the big defensive play. Here comes Brewer. Back the other way. The pass dished off. Shot up. No good. Rebound taken by Shavion Moore. It wouldn't go on an easy, fast break there for Brewer. Here comes a three back the other way for Denton. That shot off the mark. Avent couldn't get it to go. Rebound that time from Harris.
Denton seems to be moving a little quickly right now. They're not really taking their time, the couple of possessions that they've had the ball.
5:06 to go here as the three jacked up, and that one is absolutely nailed. Anthony Rodriguez with the three, and it's 7-0. Timeout, Denton.
Wow, what a start for the Bears. What did I say to start this game off, Zach? Pedro Castro was going to have to be the guy that Denton needed to shut down tonight, or at least slow down, and he's been the spark for them. He's really been dishing the ball, getting the rebounds. He had the big block, started off the game with scoring. I mean, that's exactly what Brewer was looking for, and it's the exact opposite of what Denton was going for.
It's just a brief 30-second timeout. 7-0 is the score. Brewer in front, 4:58 to go here in the first quarter. The first round of these 5A Texas High School basketball playoffs. Here's the inbound, Denton with possession. It's Tyrus Johnson with it, the transfer from Ryan High School. Offers from New Orleans and North Texas. Sends this one over far side for Shavion Moore. He goes back up to Jaylen Brown. Brown trying to dive in, looking for a charge was Brewer. They didn't get the call. Rebound taken that time, but blocked out of the sky. Barely stays inbounds by Brewer, and it's sent back the other way. What a save that time from Pedro Castro. Here comes Brewer flying the other way. Shot would not go. Now here comes Denton back the other way on the fast break. Shot up, no good, and this one's knocked out of bounds. Last touch on Castro. And it goes out, but a wide-open layup attempt by Joseph Frisbee did not go. Now the officials are discussing something, and now they're going to say, no, it's Brewer ball.
Man, Frisbee really blew that opportunity for Denton on the fast break to steal back the momentum. Brewer's got all the control right now, Zach.
4:18 to go, still a 7-0 game. The Broncos looking for their first basket. Woosley near the top. Sends this one far side over. There's the shot from three, and that one made from long range, Cortland Blake.
The big man, Cortland Blake, didn't know he had that kind of range.
10-0, 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Denton in trouble very early. High pass, this one dished off. Looking shot goes up, it would not go. Denton cannot buy a shot. Finally, they get one that time from Jaylen Brown, who had to collect his own rebound, and it's 10-2. And now we get a collision and a whistle. And not sure what for.
It looked like Tyrus Johnson and Pedro Castro were getting into it there with the inbound. Don't be too worried about it. Official having to talk with Castro, and we're back at it.
Sends this one into Woosley. Woosley's in trouble.
Wow.
And we whistle in a travel called on Woosley. The pressure put on that time from Johnson was perfect, and it's an unforced turnover. Denton with the ball.
Nice job by Denton to get their first score of the game and able to somehow get the ball back immediately.
Frisbee, inbound pass, up and the three that time from Jaylen Brown is good.
Jaylen Brown, the only guy that can seem to sink a shot right now for these Denton Broncos. Love to see him get hot to start this game off early.
He's got all 5 points. It's a 10-5 game, 3:23 remaining. Brewer with it. Kenneth Harris sends this one over far side. This is going to be another three from the big man off the rim. No good. Rebound taken dead. That time by Brown. Back the other way. Brown driving into the lane. Shot up. And it is no good. But this will send them to the line.
One thing about Den that I'm really noticing, and especially Jaylen Brown, he just seems to be able to read when Denton's getting that rebound before anyone else. He's taken off down the court as soon as the Broncos have the basketball back.
First free throw attempt from Brown is no good. And we'll see a couple of substitutions as Jared Taylor checks in for Brewer while Chris Miller enters for the Broncos. Second free throw attempt here from Jaylen Brown, who has all of Denton's points so far. 3:05 to go in the first quarter, and he can't make the second one. Rebound collected that time by Pedro Castro. He's already got four rebounds in this game.
Denton has, you know, cut that lead down to 5 points now. If they can get the ball back on this possession, I think that this is going to become Denton's possession game here.
Castro with it, driving baseline, kicks this one out top, driving inside, dishes the pass out again, there's the high arc, and through that time, made it Anthony Rodriguez, his second three of the night, off the assist from Taylor, and back the other way comes Denton, and they're going to get called for a charge.
There it is again. Denton has not done a great job thus far controlling the basketball. They were the forced turnovers coming into this game. Instead, they're the ones causing them, and it's fueling the Brewer Bears at the moment.
Charge called on Chris Miller. That's his first personal foul, third team foul for the Broncos, and David Woosley comes back with this one for the Bears. Kicks it up to the top of the key for Kenneth Harris. He'll go far right side to Anthony Rodriguez, and they go all the way around the horn. Castro on the far side now on the edge of the paint. Kicks this one up top. Here comes another three attempt. This one off the marker that time from Rodriguez and goes out of bounds. It'll be Denton's ball.
Anthony Rodriguez is obviously a deep shooter for these Bears, as we've noticed early in this game, Zach. And he is getting left wide open from deep every time he shot the basketball from there so far. Great job of him taking advantage of the opportunity, but the Broncos need to shut that down.
2:04 to go here in the first quarter. Still a 13-5 lead for Brewer. Here comes a shot from about the free throw area by Brown. He's able to sink it off the assist that time from Johnson, and it's 13-7. Still all 7 points belong to Jaylen Brown.
No one else on that Den roster can really seem to buy a basket at the moment.
Rodriguez, far corner. That three is off the marker that time from Castro. Rebound taken by Frisbee. Here comes Denton back the other way as they slow it down a bit. Jaylen Brown sends this one far corner. Chris Miller goes all the way back up top to Frisbee, who puts up the three on the hop, hits the front end of the rim, and that ball goes out of bounds on Brewer, so it'll be Denton's ball.
Brewer's ability to rush for the basketball, even when it looks like it's to go out of bounds, is very impressive. That could really save them several opportunities as this game goes on with that kind of hustle.
Couple quick substitutions here for each team. It'll be Frisbee on the inbound for Denton. Trying to get his players to move. The officials count. He's got to get rid of it here soon. He's going to run out of time finally, and barely does this time, to Johnson, who goes back up to Miller, and they send it around the horn for Shavion Moore. Moore goes back up to Johnson, and he'll sit there near the Falcons logo at midcourt, shouting out signals. Now bounces it twice with his right hand, gets the pass off down low for Frisbee in the far corner. Moore with it, top of the key, gets the pass off to Johnson. Johnson driving the lane, shot would not go, but Johnson gets his own rebound. Shot up again this time from Johnson, still would not go, and the rebound taken this time by Kenneth Harris. 2 point blank misses as this pass sent almost over the head of Pedro Castro, and now Brewer slows it down here under a minute to go.
That was the most patient possession we'd seen by Denton all game. It seemed like Johnson had the shot under the basket both times. It's just not falling for the Broncos right now.
40 seconds left. Brewer maybe trying to take the last shot here as Jared Taylor sitting up with it near the top of the key, one-on-one with Brown, who are just staring each other down. 31 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Still 13-7. We get whistles, and this is going to be a foul called on Denton.
I don't know about that reaching foul. It seemed like Brown was playing pretty solid defense. But you know how it is, getting handsy in basketball will get you benched like they're doing with Brown right now.
Brown's already got two fouls, fourth team foul, and so coming in for him is Elijah Anderson, and now we get whistles and a foul, offensive foul behind the play. This one called on DeWaylen Wheaton of Brewer. So chalk that up as his first personal second team.
Looked like Wheaton was trying to set a bit of a screen for his man on that play, but ended up getting a little bit too aggressive on it.
13-7, 26 seconds here to go in the opening frame. Johnson with it. High arcing pass to Shavian Moore. Now he'll direct traffic, get it over to Frisbee. Waits at the top of the key, goes back to Moore, goes down low here for Anderson. Anderson back to Frisbee. 14 seconds left on the clock. Anderson, Frisbee again. Frisbee, this is an NBA three, and he absolutely nails it.
Great shot by Frisbee and a great ball handling. Oh,
shot up.
Oh,
offensive
my goodness.
Foul. Kenneth Harris gets pegged for the charge. It's his first personal, third team foul. 2.2 seconds left on the clock.
And who drew the charge, Zach? Joseph Frisbee knocks down the three, comes all the way back down the court to get Denton the ball back.
1 second left. Clock expiring. Here's the shot from midcourt, and it is airballed that time by Johnson. And we come to the end of a raucous first quarter. 13-10 is your score. The Brewer Bears in front of the Denton Broncos. You're listening to the Denton ISD Game of the Week on KNTU.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. But I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure.
Tomorrow?
Let's check with Mom. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak. Just make sure you have everything.
Yep. Can we walk home?
How about a taxi? 233 North Maple, please.
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Also, find fun activities to do like boating and biking or camping and hiking, plus much more. It's all right in your naturehood.
Best day ever.
A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome you back here to Timber Creek High School. Second quarter underway. 13-10 is the score. Brewer in front of Denton right now, but Denton with possession. After being down 10-0, they've since outscored Brewer 10-3 to get this game back within three. And they have the ball here, almost lost it, poked loose for a second there. Johnson, no-look pass inside, shot up that time, and it is good from Caleb Allison.
Caleb Allison, 6'5", senior. I mean, he's got to be over 230, close to 250. I mean, big man in the paint for them. Glad to see him finally get in the post and make some things happen.
Shot attempt up from Woosley that time was no good. Didn't even get to that point. They called it a travel. And so it's 13-12 here. Denton will have possession. 7:14 to go in the second quarter.
Broncos had a slow start in the first quarter, but they're really starting to pick up now, only down by one at this point.
They've gotten right back into the game. Johnson driving inside, shot goes up, and he's got some words for the player down low, and it's a timeout Brewer, and all of a sudden, the Broncos have the lead.
Wow, just like that to begin the second quarter, Denton comes out, gets four unanswered points to take their first lead of the game under leader Tyrus Johnson. There's a reason why he's the only guy on that roster that has offers from both New Orleans and our great University of North Texas, Zach. He's really come out, shown a lot of emotion, shown a lot of fire in these first two quarters so far.
2 points, two rebounds, two assists. Jaylen Brown leading Denton right now with 7 points. He also has three rebounds. On the other side of things, Brewer Anthony Rodriguez has 6 points. That's leading the team. And then Pedro Castro, 4 points, three rebounds, and an assist as the aforementioned Castro inbounds the ball here to Woosley. 14-13 is the score. The Broncos in front out of nowhere as they've outscored Brewer 14-3 here in the second half of the first quarter and into the opening minutes of the second.
Den came out of this timeout with a bit of a press. I don't know if I would call it a full court one, but they definitely started off on their man-to-man defense early down the court.
Woosley with it. He's in trouble from that pressure and now finally able to dish the pass off that time to DeWaylen Wheaton. He's got a foul to his name right now. Wheaton kind of an off-back foot pass to Kenneth Harris. Harris with it in turn gets it over to Jared Taylor. Taylor back up top. They go all the way around the horn to Wheaton. Far side. Castro, 6'7 frame, dishing this pass off. He's got a wide open man. This will be for three if it's good. It's no good that time by Harris. Rebound, though, taken by Castro, and he's able to finish it off.
You know, there's just nothing you can do about that one. The ball went up high on the rebound, and Castro standing at 6'7", those arms giving him what must be another 2 feet of reach. it's hard to stop that.
15-14, Brewer back in front. Just our second lead change of the night. 5:52 to go here in the second quarter. Shavion Moore trying to drive the lane. Puts up the high jumper. Wouldn't go. Rebound taken that time by Allison, and he finishes it off and draws the foul.
Caleb Allison came out in the beginning of this second quarter to play. He was looking a little slow behind a step there in the first when he first came into the game from Jaylen Brown. But right now, he's starting to get himself going in the paint, really really imposing his will on a lot of these smaller guys that they're matching him up with down low.
Brown already up to 9 points. He's got 4 rebounds, and here comes the free throw to try and finish it off, and he couldn't. He's 0-for-3 from the line. The rebound taken that time by Cortland Blake, who gets his second, and so up the court comes Brewer. Blake with it. Goes all the way down low. This is Anthony Rodriguez fighting away from 3 Denton players and then gets called for the double dribble.
Anthony Rodriguez tried to dribble right between 2 tight Denton defenders. Ended up putting 2 hands on the basketball.
16-15 is the score. The Broncos still in front. 5:30 to go here in the second quarter. Pass far side, no good as they send it right back up to Frisbee. Frisbee in turn goes to Miller, who goes right back to Frisbee. They send it around to Moore, thought about the three, didn't take it. Back up top of the key, Frisbee. Low pass this time to Johnson. He drives the lane. Johnson kind of the off-balance jumper, and he absolutely nails it.
Tyrus Johnson shaking his head at the defender that didn't even stand a chance on that jump shot.
And now the Broncos have their largest lead of the night at 3 points. It's 18-15. 4:55 to go here in the second quarter. Kenneth Harris with it. Harris dancing around. Gets around Frisbee. Pass, high pass, too high. This one for Rodriguez. It comes loose briefly there for a second, but Woosley gets it. He gets the pass off that time to Cortland Blake, and Cortland Blake airballed it. Now here comes Denton back the other way. More offensive foul as he went plowing through the air into Anthony Rodriguez. You can't do that. That's his second personal foul and the 15th foul against Denton this half.
These Brewer Bears are absolutely dominant on defense. Although it's 18-15 and they may be down by 3 right now, they are forcing a lot of turnovers out of these Denton Broncos.
Elijah Moore checks into the game for Shavion Moore, Elijah Anderson checks in for Shavion Moore. As Moore now has 2 early fouls here, 4:27 and counting to go in the second quarter. Brewer trying to get back to where this game was when they held as much as a 10-point lead, and now this is going to be a push-off called here against Chris Miller, as now things getting a little testy along the sidelines.
Chris Miller playing some really aggressive defense against Pedro Castro. Might have been a bit of a flop on that one. I don't know if he pushed him all the way to the ground. Hard to do that to a 6'7 man. But they got the call nonetheless.
6 team fouls now. It's the second team personal against Miller. 4:09 and counting. Brewer still here with the ball. It's Woosley dancing around. Woosley kicks this one back up top. This will be a 3 attempt, and that one is good. Cortland Blake from downtown.
We know that Cortland Blake had that deep shot. He went for it. Oh, here it comes all the way back down.
Wouldn't go. Rebound this time taken by Allison. His shot no good. But he will get put at the line again.
Cortland Blake did a great job of knocking down another 3 for the Brewer Bears. There's a couple of players on that roster that can knock down some of those deep balls, but Caleb Allison is absolutely dominating the paint for Denton at the moment, and there's nothing that Brewer has been able to do to stop it to begin the second quarter. Just got to be able to sink your free throws.
Jaylen Brown misses the first, and he's now 0-for-4 at the line. Make it 0-for-5. That was Caleb Allison, not Jaylen Brown.
They got the rebound, though. Denton has the basketball once again.
High pass, this one going over. There's the pass towards Frisbee from Johnson. That one too high for Frisbee. Frisbee saying, hey, it's my fault, should have had that. And so a Brewer will take possession here, 3:32 remaining, 18 all.
It's a nice pass by Tyrus Johnson over to Frisbee. Possibly would have had a wide open 3-pointer there if he had caught the pass.
Woosley with it. Harris goes all the way up top from the top of the key yet again. Harris on the assist for Anthony Rodriguez's 3.
Anthony Rodriguez had the contested three-pointer that time, still able to knock it down. Boy, does he have a deep shot.
21-18, 3:04 left to go. There's a bullet of a pass inside from Tyrus Johnson to Chris Miller.
Tyrus Johnson is really distributing the ball at a very effective rate for the Broncos at the moment, getting a couple of jump shots along with it. He's really providing a very big spark for Denton.
21-20 is your score. Brewer back in front. It's David Woosley on the far side. Gets it off to Castro up top and nails the three, absolutely draining it from deep range. Cortland Blake.
Those deep shots by Blake and Rodriguez. Oh, and there's another charge. Wow.
This one called against Johnson. That's his first foul. That's the 17th foul, so that should put Brewer in the bonus, although it's an offensive foul, so there's no shot on the other side.
Right.
So that is now 17 fouls.
These three-pointers are killing the Denton Broncos at the moment, specifically from Cortland Blake and Anthony Rodriguez. The two of them have combined for several deep shots here in the first half that have mostly gone down.
24-20 is the score. Caleb Oswafa checks into the game here for Denton as he's going one-on-one with Woosley. Barely gets the pass off to Waylon Wheaton with it. Wheaton looking around. Can't find anybody. Goes back up top to Woosley, who now orbits left to right and then left again. Finds the pass over far side. Rodriguez, they'll go baseline here to Wheaton. Up at the top for Taylor. Gets the pass off again to Rodriguez. This is for three, and Rodriguez nails it again.
Rodriguez, and that three-point shot is absolutely devastating. Hand right in his face from the wing. It's automatic for him right now.
Here comes Frisbee with his own three. No good. This rebound. It may not have been a rebound at all. It's a foul. It's going to be against Rodriguez. First personal six-team foul.
Rodriguez was trying to force a Denton Bronco away from the basketball so that way it would be the Bears' ball when it went out of bounds, but kind of had to shove him out of the way in order to make that happen. Easy call for the ref.
So Frisbee on the inbound. This is a very quick inbound to his man. That time, Jaylen Brown, number 21.
I was just about to say they brought Jaylen Brown back into the game for the first time in the second quarter, already providing energy as there's the steal.
Down low, the shot up from Moore would not go. Rebound taken that time by Chris Miller. His shot would not go. It's still loose, and Frisbee gets the ball. Denton still with it. Joseph Frisbee orbiting around here.
Oh, look to your left. Jaylen Brown was wide open. They had him in the corner for the three, but Johnson has possession at the moment.
106 to go here in the second quarter. There's a rocket of a pass somehow held onto by Miller. Instead, they go back up top to Jaylen Brown, and he had it stripped away from him. It came loose. He was looking for a foul, none forthcoming. Under a minute to go here in the second quarter. 27-23 is the score. Brewer in front of Denton. Here's the pass. That was picked off by Frisbee. Jason Frisbee back the other way. The layup is up and good.
Nice job by Frisbee getting the steal and making up for an earlier steal and fast break layup that he missed.
35 seconds to go. 27-25 is the score. Brewer in front. It is Woosley with it at the top of the arc here. Both crowds on their feet.
Woosley must be the only player on that Brewer Bears roster that's been in since the start of the game.
Wheaton with it. Sends this one far corner to Taylor. He'll rotate up top, 17 seconds to go. Taylor's got a lane. Taylor driving the lane. Taylor hit the underside of the rim. The rebound taken, though, by Castro, and Castro able to finish it off. 8 seconds to go. Back the other way, down to five in the second quarter. 29-25 with it. Johnson trying to get around, puts up the three right at the buzzer. No good. Rebound to nobody. And that's the end of the second quarter. How about that?
Wow. At the beginning of the second, you had the Denton Broncos claiming the lead for the first time, getting all of the momentum in their favor. But then the three-point shot fuels Brewer into halftime.
29-25 is your score at the half. The Bears are up on the Broncos in a fast-paced but exhilarating Denton ISD game of the week. You're listening right here. Well, before we take a break, let's go ahead and pause for station identification. You're listening to KNTU.
FM 88.1 The One, KNTU, McKinney, Denton, Dallas, Fort Worth.
The halftime show in a moment. You're listening to the Denton ISD Game of the Week on KNTU.
What are all the things you witness online in a day? Cats playing piano, selfies on your feed, your friend's picture being turned into a nasty meme that's been shared 50 times, 51, 52. When someone's being bullied online, it's hard to know what to do. Now you can speak up with the witness emoji. It looks like an eye in a speech bubble, and it's in the symbol section near the clocks in your phone. You'll let the world know it isn't cool, and you'll let your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
People are always talking about the stock market. Always looking to invest in a good opportunity. Something with the potential to grow. So what if you could invest in the future? The future of kids. Like a stock. Not the kind of stock where you invest to make money, but a stock for a social change. A whole new kind of investment called Better Futures. When you invest, it helps students like me go to college, which ends up making the future better for everybody. I could be the first college graduate in my family, the first district attorney from my neighborhood. And if I'm the first, then maybe there will be a second and a third. This can really be the start of something. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. A public service announcement brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Zach Babb back here with Grayson Ouellette on the Denton ISD Game of the Week as we are at halftime. 29-25 is the score. The Broncos of Denton trailing right now the Brewer Bears by four as we head into halftime here. As we'll take a look at some of the stats from that first half, starting off with the Denton Broncos and what was an incredibly fast-paced half. We were done in 30 minutes of real time. Tyrus Johnson, 4 points, two rebounds, and three assists in that first half. Joseph Frisbee, who was helped out by a three, he's got 5 points, two rebounds, and two assists. Chris Miller, 2 points of his own and a rebound. A lone assist goes to Elijah Anderson. Jaylen Brown, 12 points and 5 rebounds, though he was 0 of 3 from the line. A lone rebound for Shavion Moore and 2 points and a rebound for Caleb Allison. On the other side for the Brewer Bears, David Woosley, 2 assists, has been on the court basically the entire time. The small little guy just stands at 5'5", 130, doesn't get a lot of shots off, but he's good at moving the ball around. Anthony Rodriguez, 12 points as he leads Brewer in scoring in that first half. No rebounds and assists to his name. Pedro Castro, the big man at 6'7", 180, 8 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists. Cortland Blake, 9 points of his own and 2 rebounds as well. And Kenneth Harris helping dish the ball around as well with 2 rebounds and 2 assists to his name. Grayson, I don't ever know if I have seen that fast of a first half of high school basketball. And high school basketball is known for going fast, but this one was pretty fast.
You know, I'll tell you, last week's game, when the Denton-Ryan basketball game that I broadcasted was an incredibly fast-paced game as well. I mean, that absolutely zoomed by, Zach. It's like both of these guys are just trying to find out who the winner is as quickly as possible, wanting to move on in, you know, these very difficult and very tiring playoff runs that a lot of these top teams have to go through. But man, although we're looking at 29-25 right now, Brewer currently with that 4-point lead, it really should not be the case, Zach. Denton has really shot themselves in the foot too many times in that first half, and the lack of defense was something that was just very noticeable, along with the fact that Brewer attracted several charges, getting the Denton Broncos into some foul trouble as well. They were right. In the bonus going into the half. Those are my two main areas right now, Zach. You've got this. You've got all of the penalties and the turnovers that Denton had, and the charges, and the deep ball. The deep ball is absolutely killing the Broncos at the moment.
You mentioned fouls. Tyrus Johnson, first half, had 1. Chris Miller had 2. Jaylen Brown had 2 early ones. He had to be pulled out of the game for a while. Still ends up with 12 points. And then that half, by the time it's all said and done, Shavion Moore also picked up a couple charges, so he had 2. Fouls, very much an issue, at least early in the game. It kind of mellowed out as the second quarter went on, because Brewer ends up with 6, just 1 away from the bonus. To end that quarter, but theirs are a little more distributed. The only person with multiple fouls right now is Kenneth Harris, who got taken out of the game for a little bit there to keep an eye on his foul trouble. But Brewer jumps out to a 10-0 lead to start. It was like two trains opposite sides of each other. You had the 10-0 start, and then you have an absolutely incredible 13-3 run from Denton to get right back in it. Both teams went through their phases of, okay, right, we can make everything and we can't make a shot, and then it flips the script. Then Brewer couldn't make anything, and Denton started landing everything. And back and forth we go. Denton's lead got high up as 3 points. Of course, nothing's matched the 10-0 start that Brewer had so far, but a four-point lead right now for the Bears. You got to be thinking, at the same time, I'm sure you'd like, you wish your lead was much larger with the 10-point start you had for Jason Porostovsky, the head coach there on the Broncos. On the other hand, although you didn't start good, Harold Jackson's got to be thinking, hey, we're still in this game. Somehow or another, we're still in this game despite starting going down 10-0.
Oh, yeah, they were definitely in that game. I mean, they just couldn't buy a basket there in the first quarter. For the first 7 points of the game, Jaylen Brown was the only guy that could put any points up on the board for those Broncos. So without Brown, who, by the way, we knew that Harold Jackson said before the game, head coach for Denton, saying how impressed he was with Brown's play as of late, and rightfully so, only averaging 11.
You can almost credit Brown for jump-starting that run to get back in it.
Absolutely. And then you had Tyrus Johnson. You know, he's got the offers for the Denton Broncos. They're a 6'4 junior guard that they have. He really came in, and he had a lot of very exciting plays, I would say, that also kick-started Denton there in the second quarter to help them, you know, reclaim a couple points of a lead right before Brewer came back, and you had Anthony Rodriguez and Cortland Blake just going off from behind the arc. But you can definitely credit Jaylen Brown for keeping Denton in the game there in the first quarter, going down 10-0. And then you had a couple of the steals. Brewer made some mistakes of their own. They got contempt with that 10-point lead, and that's why they're only up by four right now.
29-25 is the score. The Brewer Bears in front. The winner will move on to the second round of the playoffs, and we are 16 minutes away from figuring that out. You're listening to the Denton ISD Game of the Week right here on KNTU.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
41, 31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Garden Street?
Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Some things are difficult, others are easy. We prefer the latter. That's why KNTU accepts vehicle donations as a way to support your favorite programming, because it's easy to do. Clear out clutter and leave your garage and yard clutter-free. Call 844-KNTU-CAR or donate securely online at knTU-cardonations.com. We'll take care of the rest, including free pickup. Now, isn't that easy?
Well, back here at Timber Creek High School, second half just underway as they jump on us early here. 29-25 is the score.
They're just really eager to get this game going.
Yep. 7:43 to go here in the second quarter as we are officially back underway. It is Shavion Moore with it. We'll go up top. That is Allison. Orbiting around. Goes back up top to Johnson for a corner this time. The three put up. That one airballed. Maybe glanced off the side of the glass. And the rebound taken by Woosley. That's his first rebound of the game. 7:22 to go. Still 29-25. Looking for our first points of this quarter. Here comes a three attempt. This one from Allison back the other way. Rodriguez.
And that was one thing that I was going to say you really needed to slow down in the second half, Zach, was the outside shots that they've been allowing Brewer to take. Anthony Rodriguez remains hot to start the third quarter.
32-25 is the score. Here comes a long two that time. Absolutely drained by Tyrus Johnson. He's got 6 points, and it's 32-27.
Great job answering the three-pointer. You kill the momentum. You keep the game close. Nice job by Tyrus Johnson.
Woosley back the other way with it.
Denton is still playing that man-to-man. They haven't changed it since they begun the game. Brewer is in the zone to start this off.
We get whistles and a foul. This one's going to be against Jaylen Brown. His third personal and the first team foul of his half for the Broncos is...
Jaylen Brown's been your most effective player tonight. It's really troubling to see that he's the one guy on the roster that's really in foul trouble at the moment.
Three fouls in high school. It's five and you're out. There's a shot up. That one no good, but a foul will be called here on Caleb Allison. His first personal, second team foul, and that will put Cortland Blake on the line for the first time tonight. He's already got 9 points, though.
The problem with running this man-to-man defense with guys like Caleb Allison on the court is that, you know, he's just not the quickest dude out there, and here they go. They're taking him out for Chris Miller, and it's easy to see why. You got to have these quicker guys on the court. Everyone has to be able to keep up with their man. Defense needs to be the focus for Denton here.
First free throw attempt is no good that time. Here comes the second one. That one is good. One for two from the line and 10 points this game for Cortland Blake. And it's a 33-27 game. 6 points is your difference, the largest since they had a 10-point lead in the opening minutes of this game. 6:14 to go. The clock continues to tick down. Shouting out signals as Tyrus Johnson goes far corner for Frisbee. Frisbee rotating around up top near the top of the key. Sends this one off to Jaylen Brown. Brown goes all the way across to Frisbee inside to Johnson, who kind of wasn't ready for it. He battles his way through. Shot up, no good. And the rebound taken out that time by Kenneth Harris. And so here comes Brewer back the other way as they slow things down.
It was a really nice move by Johnson to get to the hoop. It just didn't fall through. It kind of bounced around the rim there.
Nice touch pass inside. Shot up that time. No good. Now we get whistles behind the play as diving to try and prohibit the steal that time was Harris. And I think he picked up a foul because of it.
Kenneth Harris did pick up the foul on that one, who tried to get the steal quickly from Tyrus Johnson after the rebound. No dice on that one. That's an easy call.
Korostovsky not very happy with Harris there. That's Harris's third personal foul. First team foul is half. Frisbee with it for Denton back the other way. 5:28 to go in the third quarter. Score still sits at 33-27 Brewer. Frisbee. Bounce pass over to Johnson. He'll sit there and wait with it just to the right of the arc. Directing traffic now. Gets the pass off to Shavian Moore. Moore goes back right to where Johnson was. Far pass to Frisbee in the corner now for Miller. Miller up top inside. Johnson trying to drive to the lane. He's got three arms in front of him, and he's successfully able to draw the foul as he puts up the shot. Not sure if it'll count as a shooting foul, but the foul will go against Anthony Rodriguez. It's Rodriguez's second team foul, and indeed it will put Johnson at the line.
Tyrus Johnson had three defenders all just hovering right above his head when he went up for that shot. You got to put your arms straight up in the air. It's going to be a foul every time.
Makes the first.
Tyrus Johnson hasn't completely taken over the game offensively for the Broncos, but he's definitely been the spark. He's been the leader. He's been the shot caller, called a lot of these plays himself. I love the leadership.
Second attempt, also good. Johnson now at 8 points, halfway to his season average of 16 per game. And it's down to a four-point difference with 4:56 to go in the third. Woosley with it. The short 5-5 frame orbiting around. Finds his open man. That's Pedro Castro. The total opposite at 6-7. Loses the ball for a second. This will be a long two. Castro, nice touch in the finish. He's got 10, and it's a 35-29 game. Frisbee immediately back the other way. No good. Airballed it, actually. Castro was able to come up with it, and here comes Brewer back the other way. It's David Woosley orbiting around. Now we got whistles in behind the play. Brewer has a man down.
That's number 24, Cortland Blake, who has been absolutely on fire from behind the three-point line tonight, as the frustration is definitely showing for him as he's still down on the court. But one thing that I'm really seeing here to begin the third quarter is that although, you know, neither team has really taken absolute control of the clock or the ball or the game. I mean, it's anyone's chance to get the W at the moment. Brewer is still doing everything that they did in the first half. Denton's doing everything they did in the first half as well. There's been no change in defense, really no change in pace, no change in the lineup at all. You don't have really anything different going on. I mean, both of these teams seem very dedicated to their game plans. Something you don't see very often, Zach. You see at least one team switch it up at some point in the game. But when it comes to setup, it's been identical since the start.
35-29, Brewer with the ball here on the inbound off the injury timeout. By the way, Cortland Blake got up under his own power. And we get whistles, and I think this is going to be a timeout called by Jason Porostovsky, who is furious with his backcourt as Woosley basically took the inbound pass and backed up into his own zone, and they were in a lot of trouble getting a backcourt violation call there. So a timeout taken that he doesn't really want to burn. Still 35-29, 4:24 to go.
And one other matchup that I was really keeping an eye on here to begin the second half, Zach, was if you take a look at over at Brewers' star player, Pedro Castro, standing at an incredibly stout 6'7", has been knocking down jump shots like it's nobody's business over a couple of these shorter defenders that they've been putting on him. Chris Miller, 5'10 senior, he has been the main defender on Pedro Castro tonight, but that is straight up just not working for Brewer right now. I don't know why you're not putting anyone bigger on him, maybe Caleb Allison if you go into a zone. You've got Luke Fleetman, who's at 6'3", although he hasn't stepped on the court tonight. Even Tyrus Johnson standing at 6'4" would be a better matchup to put on Pedro Castro right now. Not a 5'10". I mean, you're giving up way too much height there. I don't really care about the speed. If you can't get in Castro's face, he's going to continue sinking those jump shots.
Castro, 10 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and he has it here off the inbound as the Bears try and take it up. They're in trouble again. This full court pressure being put on. They barely get it across the line in time. They go back the other way. There's a pass and a turnover. A steal by Shavian Moore. Back the other way. Moore trying to peel off. Can't find anybody. Now he does. Goes up top to Johnson. Fast break botched there by Brewer, and now Denton looking to capitalize.
Well, I was just talking about how no one's really changed up their defensive or offensive game plans. Well, you see the Broncos go into a four-court press all of a sudden, and now they have the basketball.
Moore shot up, and no, it's an offensive foul, a charge on Moore. That's the third time he's gotten called for a charge.
Man.
All three of his fouls.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, it was.
They did call it a shooting foul. They overruled the first official's call.
So, excuse me, so the foul is on Harris. Now Harris has 4.
I didn't even notice that first. I was about to complain about that charge. I did not think that Brewer defender was set. I'm very glad that they gave Shavion Moore these free throws.
Makes both. So don't count the basket. It's 35-32. Kind of some confusion there between the officials, but we get it sorted out. 3:46 to go, 35-32 is the score. Lead back down to 3. There's a high pass almost taken that time by Brown. Barely hung on to by Woosley. Brewer back with it the other way, driving into the lane. The finger roll did not go for Castro, but he gets his own rebound, and now Brewer can reset. 3:30 to go here in the third quarter.
Denton got to reset, too, because they had a defender falling on the ground because he went for a steal. And Brewer has done a great job of taking advantage of those opportunities when Denton is shorthanded.
And now Brown gets called for a foul. That's Brown's 4th, and he's got to check out because he's one away from fouling out. Caleb Allison now checking in for him.
I like Caleb Allison in the game when he's in the post. Once you get him defending far outside towards the three-point line, that's when things begin to fall apart.
3:17 here to go in the third quarter. Still 35-32, Brewer in front. David Woosley directing traffic, trying to drive inside the lane. Can't. He's got two guys on him, all of who are bigger than him, and a short 5-5 frame. Kicks this one back up top to Wheaton. Wheaton holds there, gets it over to Taylor in the far corner. Now Taylor trying to drive the lane inside the paint, trying to get a shot off, finally does, would not go. Rebound taken this time by Johnson back the other way. Here comes Denton with it, driving inside, shot up, and Noah count the basket. And a foul.
Man, Brewer has continued to go for these charges here in the second half, something that they obviously rely very heavily on. But Denton controls the tempo right now. They're getting down the court fast, and Brewer is not getting there in time, resulting in some shooting for Denton instead.
This was to tie the game. Chris Miller, no good. Rebound taken that time by Taylor. Miller's up to 4 points, and it's just down to a one-point lead now for the Bears, 35-34.
Man, David Woosley for the Brewer Bears has been in the game from start to the present.
Has not checked out.
That's some dedication to the court right there.
Has the ball. He is their quarterback, if you will. Dishes this one off to Taylor. Taylor goes around here, far side, down low, pass back up top to Woosley, makes one man miss. Woosley, he's not even attempted a shot yet. He is just purely the quarterback of this team. Hits the pass here at the top of the arc. Again, standing at 5-5, high pass down low here to Castro, 6-7, turning this one around. Finds his man Taylor driving inside. We get whistles and a foul. Let's see who this is on.
I believe that's going to be on Caleb Allison,
yep.
And yes, it is.
Second personal, fifth team foul called against Denton this half.
When Allison is able to plant his feet and just put his arms up straight in the air, which is what he normally does, he's an absolutely fantastic defender. But once you get ahead of him and he's got to catch up to speed, it's too slow to catch up.
Allison now checks out for Elijah Anderson. Here's a quick shot attempt. That time from Rodriguez off the inbound. No good. And now Denton coming back the other way with it. The Broncos get into Frisbee. They'll reset. Moore up top now off the bounce pass from Frisbee.
Number 20, Elijah Anderson, has checked into the game for the first time for the Denton Broncos. He's a 5'9 sophomore.
Here's Frisbee for three. This one no good. Rebound taken that time by Cortland Blake, who picks up his third board, and now he whistles behind the play, and this will be a foul. It's a push-off.
That was a nice job by number 24, Cortland Blake, to draw that foul. Tack another one on the board for him.
And now we get whistles, and we're trying to figure out who the foul's on. They called it on 40. There's no 40 on the floor, and so now the table is going to get it right here. It's on Elijah Anderson. That's his first personal, number 20. And here comes the pass, picked off back the other way. Now here comes Denton with it.
Pedro Castro tried to fire it deep down court, and there was nothing there but a steal.
Denton gets their own rebound. Frisbee for three. This one no good. Airballed, and this time Miller, he can't get the shot off from right underneath the basket. Denton cannot buy a basket right now. Back the other way.
Three on one.
Three on one. Shot up. That one good from Castro. He's got 12.
There's Castro on Frisbee. Frisbee a guard. Castro the tallest guy on the court.
Moore shot up, no good, but he is able to draw the foul. This one going to get called against Anderson. Second personal, Rodriguez.
I don't know about that one. As you can tell, the Brewer crowd is pretty upset about that call. I'm not sure if anyone even laid a hand on Shavion Moore, but he's going to the line again, hopefully to bring what has been a 3-4 point lead for Brewer for most of the third, Zach.
Makes the first free throw there. He's got three. That foul, by the way, on Rodriguez. He's now got three personal fouls.
That's big. Rodriguez has been a big contributor behind the arc and just in general offensively for the Bears tonight.
Five team fouls now against Brewer.
He's
two
on the
away
bench
from the bonus.
The
Moore's second free throw attempt. Also good. Moore, a perfect 4-for-4 from the line for all four of his points. Now a couple substitutions. He checks out. Caleb Oswafa checks into the game. 37-36, a minute 7 to go here in the third quarter. There's the inbound. Brewer now facing kind of a half-court press here, if you will. They still got to get it above the mid-court line, and they barely do that time. Pass, loose passes everywhere, somehow hung on to by Harris, who's in there with four fouls right now. Woosley with it. Woosley sends this one over to Harris, who's got to be careful here. 47 seconds to go in the third quarter. 37-36, the Bears in front of the Broncos here on the Denton ISD Game of the Week. Zach Babb alongside Grayson Nolet.
Number 12 for Brewer, DeWaylen Wheaton, is in the game for the first time as well. That substitution was just made recently.
Pass shot off. That time no good from Woosley on his very first attempt. The rebound taken by Johnson. That's his fifth board of the game. 24 points. Johnson driving inside. Whistle behind the play. And a foul will be called against Woosley. It's his first personal 16 foul against the Bears. And with 21.8 seconds to go, Denton will have the ball inbounding from midcourt.
For someone that's been in the game for the entire duration of it, for Woosley to only have one foul is very impressive.
20 seconds here as this one's picked up by Johnson. Tyrus Johnson dribbling behind his legs. Now fakes left, cuts right, still going everywhere. Can't find an open man. Goes left again after traveling out right. 8 seconds to go. 7. Johnson's got to do something soon. 4. down to three. Johnson driving into the lane, down to two. Shot up at the buzzer, and he got it. Wow. Tyrus Johnson gives Denton the lead going into the fourth quarter.
Tyrus Johnson remained patient with it. It was an ISO all the way. He knew he was going to be taking the last shot, and he knocked it down to give Denton their first lead of the second half.
38-37 is the score. The Broncos in front of the Bears. You're listening to the Denton ISD Game of the Week on 88.1 KNTU.
Jazz vibraphonist Stefan Harris will perform with the 1 o'clock lab band on Thursday at 8 p.m. in the Murchison Performing Arts Center. I'm Alan Balock, director of the 1 o'clock lab band, inviting you to join us at the Murchison for this unique concert. Harris is this year's guest artist at UNT, thanks to the Glenn Gomez Endowment for Jazz Studies. Our jazz students will get the chance to spend some time with and learn some things from Harris, and you've got the chance to enjoy his music and hear him perform live with the 1 o'clock lab band. See and hear vibraphonist Stefan Harris and the 1 o'clock lab band. The show is Thursday night at 8. The location is the Murchison Performing Arts Center on the UNT campus in Denton. And keep enjoying jazz right here on KNTU, FM 88.1, The One.
Fourth and final quarter here from Timber Creek High School, 38-37, and Denton with the lead. Somehow, the last shot taken in that quarter by Tyrus Johnson has given them a one-point lead, and Denton with the ball trying to expand on that, and that one's blocked out of the sky by Pedro Castro. The shot attempt from Moore knocked out of the air by the 6'7" frame of the senior.
Castro didn't even have to jump. All he had to do was put his arm up and knock that one away.
Denton, though, with the inbound. And oh, and a steal here taken by Wheaton. And so Brewer now can do something with it. Frisbee couldn't get the inbound right, went right into the hands of Wheaton. And so here comes Brewer back the other way. Woosley trying to drive the lane, can't find anybody. There's three Broncos orbiting near the top. That made the pass to Harris a little hard, but he does get it off, and in turn, he'll get it to Castro. Castro, far side, thinking about it for a second. There was Harris. Harris diving in. They kick this one back up top. This three attempt is up, and no good. So Castro, 6'7", flying out of nowhere, got the rebound, but he couldn't finish the shot, and so Denton has it, and Johnson takes it up slowly a minute here into the fourth frame.
Man. That was an easy rebound and an easy putback for Pedro Castro. That was, I mean, they really needed that to reclaim that lead, steal the momentum to begin this quarter. It may seem like only a missed layup, Zach, but that was a huge shot.
Now Denton really going to slow this down. Shavy and Moore basically holding it here near the top of the arc. And he will hold it. You sometimes see this in high school basketball. Because there is no shot clock, you can hold the ball. And Denton is doing just that. Now they get to work here. Here's the pass. Far corner, Frisbee with it. Frisbee looking around to Johnson now. He'll peel back up for a bit. Right near the Denton bench, dribbling between his legs, left, right, and we get a foul called. They're going to wave the shot off by Johnson, but it's going to go against Wheaton of Brewer. It's his second personal, 17th foul, and now Denton is in the bonus.
Tyrus Johnson is the one going to the line, too. He's the only dude all night for Denton that has sunk all of his free throws.
2 of 2, and it's a 1-1. And he misses this one. The rebound
Spoke
taken by Castro.
Soon,
yep, you jinxed him. He's now 2 of 3. And Brewer, a bad pass here. Woosley was looking for Harris. It was too far out to his right, and it deflects off his hands, out of bounds. Still 38-37, 5:57 to go in this game.
It wasn't an uncatchable pass, but it was definitely a difficult one where he had to keep his feet right on the border of the out-of-bounds line. It's a tough play. Can understand that. Denton basketball nonetheless.
Johnson to Miller inside. Whistles. Miller traveled. Brewer ball.
Shooting themselves in the foot right now. The Broncos only have a one-point lead. You need to be playing safe basketball.
Here's the inbound on a home run pass. This one collected at the other end by Cortland Blake. He's got 12, and Brewer reclaims the lead. No one saw Blake behind the defense.
They threw a Hail Mary down the court to Blake, who was wide open, and literally walked his way to that shot.
39-38, the Bears in front. Moore with it. He'll get it off to Johnson. Johnson and Moore now exchanging a few words of disagreement as Johnson trying to get everybody in place. Now he dishes this one off to Elijah Anderson, and now we get whistles and a timeout taken by the Broncos as there was some confusion definitely there. Harold Jackson electing to use one of his timeouts. 5:09 to go in the fourth quarter, 39-38, Brewer in front.
Tyrus Johnson, number 11, that 6'4 junior for those Denton Broncos, shows more emotion than basically and charisma than anyone else on the court. He's been showing off when he's made the big shots, but he's been showing the emotion when things go wrong. That can be an asset, but that can also really put you down in situations where it's not going right for you, like it was with the confusion right there. You don't want to be yelling at your teammates, trying to, you know, communicate with them. You got to be able to be the leader, and you have to be able to stay calm in these types of situations.
Denton off the inbound. It is Johnson with it. 5 minutes exactly to go here in the fourth quarter. Brewer up by one. Miller, far side. Johnson near that left top of the arc. Gets the pass inside. Moore blocked that time again by the big man, Pedro Castro. Rebound comes right into his hands, and he couldn't get the second shot off. Now here comes the pass again, driving Miller. Couldn't get it to go. Boy, yeah. Another block from Pedro Castro.
Pedro's
getting called for the foul.
Like we said, he's been standing at 6'7" all night long. Chris Miller only at 5'10", trying to get an inside shot over that guy is a challenge in itself. But eventually, Chris Miller was able to get the foul call, sinks the first free throw there. Oh, and here we've got number 20, Anthony Rodriguez, coming into the game for the first time in the fourth quarter for Brewer. He has been on fire from behind the three-point line.
Checks in for Kenneth Harris, who's basically been playing the last 5 minutes with four fouls. Here comes the second free throw attempt to give Denton the lead. That time, no good. It bounces off of his shin on the rebound, and it'll be Brewer ball.
Great aggressive play by Miller to try and go for it there. The ball just landed in an awkward spot. And it's, oh my goodness.
Stolen back the other way. There's a shot. Another block that time by Castro. The rebound is up and in. They won't count it. This foul.
Did they call that a foul on Castro?
No, they're on Woosley away from the play. So that's 19 fouls now. That's Woosley's third. He's picked up three really quick ones. And so that'll put Shavian Moore back at the line. He's 4-for-4 tonight. And he'll make the first. It's a shooting foul. So that'll be two shots regardless. And the next foul will put Denton in the double bonus. It's a 40-39 lead. That free throw gives the Broncos the lead. Here comes the second free throw attempt. That one also good. A perfect 6-for-6 from the line for Shavian Moore. He's got 6 points tonight.
And that's huge for a team that I wouldn't say has struggled from the free throw line tonight, but by no means have they been perfect. Shavian Moore going to the line 6 times tonight, converting all those points. And there is a travel.
DeWaylen Wheaton, his back foot slid. And 4:20 to go here in the fourth and final frame. Denton with possession and a 2-point lead.
Denton only with a 2-point lead at the moment. And if they can come down here, you don't exactly have to sink a 3-pointer, but if you're able to score and make it a 2-possession game with under four minutes left to go, that's a good place to be in, and what's been a very close game all night, Zach.
406, 41-39 is your score. This pass from Frisbee back over on the far side to Brown.
And
Brown
to Johnson. Loud in the stadium right now.
Johnson driving the lane, kicks this one up to Moore. Back to Johnson down low. Johnson driving, pass, pinballs everywhere, and it's finally claimed by Castro in the corner. He's being pressured by Moore. They got to get it out of the zone, and they do. 3:46 to go. Back the other way with it here is Woosley. He's got three fouls now. David Woosley with it. Looking around, trying to get loose from Moore in the far corner near the Brewer bench. Moore, bounce pass over here to Harris. Can't find anybody. Harris in trouble. Goes back up to Moore. Now Moore waits with a nice fake move. Spinning around, driving inside the paint. Couldn't get a shot off, and they find a wide open Kenneth Harris for his first point of the night, and it's 41-41.
Woosley was playing games with that Denton Bronco defense there. Faking guys out left and right. Dribbling through the entire defense. He's basically been playing for the entire game. Eventually found an open man.
3:05 and counting to go here. 41-41. Denton with the ball. It is Brown, who's been there with four fouls. Pass inside. Nice Moore pass. Shot up. No good. I think he got a piece of it again that time. Castro with another block and picks up another rebound.
Castro has locked down the paint here in the final minutes of the game, and it has done wonders for the Bears. Oh, man.
Pass inside. Driving shot up and the foul. The shot did not go, but they're going to get Chris Miller for the foul. That's his third personal, 17 foul.
And that's what happens when you have the height advantage over someone. Chris Miller tried to go for the block on Pedro Castro. That was not going to work out for him very well. Castro easily going to the line.
Castro, first trip to the line tonight. He sinks the first.
Seems like Castro can do basically everything on the court. We've seen him ball handle, rebound, assists, get some. He's had a charge himself, the blocks, even has a great free throw shot.
Second free throw attempt. That one no good. The rebound claimed that time by Tyrus Johnson. 13 points, by the way, for Pedro Castro. He's got a double-double along with 10 rebounds, also three assists to his name. 42-41 is the score. Brewer in front here of Denton. Pass, high arcing shot, pass over to the three, and that time for Frisby, that was no good, and we get whistles and a foul, and this one is on Jaylen Brown, and that's five.
You have got to be absolutely kidding me on that call. Oh my goodness. I mean, we've seen a couple of, maybe a couple of questionable calls tonight, Zach, but they said that Caleb Allison went over the back of someone. There was no one even in his area. I cannot believe that they just called that.
That shot's good.
In such a critical part of the game where the Bears are only up by 2 points, possibly three if Castro sinks this free throw.
And excuse me, you're right, that was on Allison. So Brown still has four. Allison's now got three. And Castro just sunk both free throws.
And now Brewer's got a three-point lead. Just over 2 minutes left to play. Man, that call could possibly have determined this game if Denton can't make anything happen here, Zach.
44-41 is the score. Frisby with it. He can shoot the threes and dishes this one off to Moore. Up top, Moore inside to Allison. Allison bounce pass, hits the dish off to Brown. His shot wouldn't go, and the rebound collected again by Pedro Castro. 2 minutes to go. 44-41 is the score. Brewer trying to slowly nail these nails down into the lid of the coffin. Shot up that time from Harris. It wouldn't go. We get whistles behind the play. And we'll see who this foul call is on. It's going to be against Brewer.
They're going to call it actually on number 20, Anthony Rodriguez. Tried to get in there on Caleb Allison, who was going up for the rebound.
So now Rodriguez has four, and let's put Denton in the double bonus. Allison at the line. He's 0 for 2.
And Rodriguez is now out of the game.
Checking in for him is Cortland Blake, starter, but hasn't seen near as much time as some of the guys going off the bench. Now here's some very important free throws for Caleb Allison as the Brewer student section getting loud.
Caleb Allison's one of the biggest guys on the court, and he sinks that free throw.
He's got 3 points now. It's down to a two-point game, 44-42, a minute 49 to go. Allison waiting for the ball here for a second shot. Officials making sure everyone's set good. And he'll miss the second. But
they got the rebound.
Johnson with it, puts the shot up. It would not go. And coming away with it in the other way. And
a travel
call.
Pedro Castro got the rebound for the Brewer Bears and immediately traveled and walked with the basketball. That is an absolute brain fart of a play by Castro. You could not give Denver or Denton the ball. I've said Denver
you
so said, many
yeah,
times
you said,
tonight.
That's like the fourth time.
My goodness, I have got to stop with that. But
oh,
that is a critical play. You cannot get a rebound with a two-point lead right under Denton's basket and then travel. I mean, you're just asking for your coach to give you some lip.
And in fact, a timeout taken by Brewer here. This is by far the closest game we've had.
So far this
NIC
season,
game of the
if
week
I don't.
For basketball, yeah.
I mean, you're only looking at 44-42. It's been a very defensive game all night long. Not a shootout by any stretch of the imagination. We've seen tons of charges tonight, some fouling by a wide variety of players. Blocks by Pedro Castro, by Jaylen Brown. I mean,
you've got three players with four fouls in this game. Kenneth Harris, Anthony Rodriguez, and Jaylen Brown. You've got a small handful more with three. It's been a very scrappy game. And Denton here trailing by two, a minute 43 left to go. They have the ball after the Pedro Castro travel. And in charge of inbounding is Jaylen Brown. He'll go all the way up top to Shavian Moore. Now the clock starts to tick. Moore, top of the arc. Frisbee, far side, goes back up to the point for Moore. He'll roll left, passes right to Frisbee, passes left to Moore. Moore inside, Brown, one bounce, shot up, it's good. Jaylen Brown, he's got 14, and it's 44-44 as the Broncos take a timeout with a minute 27 to go.
And that's a timeout that the Bears certainly needed. You go for that timeout, you kill the momentum of the game. After that shot to tie it up, I think that that's a good call by Brewers head coach. You've now got both sides of the court, all the fans yelling at one another. The energy's getting high. We've got a tie game, 1 minute and 30 seconds left to play, Zach. This is playoff basketball. This is what we came to watch tonight.
Speaking of playoff basketball, we have an update from another Denton school. That is Ryan, as they win 64-51, the final score there. Dan Dickinson, 14 points in that win for the Raiders.
And I know that those Denton Ryan Raiders were leaning on their big freshman star, Jay Walker, I bet. Number 35, very talented player on that team. I'm sure we'll see him at some point in these playoffs as a very young guy coming into a very tense situation. But right now, we're going to get back to some Brewer and Denton basketball.
So the Raiders advance. Will the Broncos? Denton ISD waits with bated breath. 44-44, a minute 30 to go.
And we've got a full court press by the Broncos right now.
Woosley with it. He's trying to take it up the floor. Now that full court press kind of backs off. Pressure reapplied here, but they get it over half court. The bounce pass that time to Taylor. Taylor driving to a lane. He's got it inside. Shot up, and that one's good from Portland Blake. Blake's got 14, and with a minute 14 to go, it's 46-44.
And the press just fell apart on Denton's end. Too easy of a shot for Brewer this late in the game.
Shot up, block, rebound, shot.
One, there it is.
Foul. Jaylen Brown puts it up, and the foul called that time on Pedro Castro. The first shot, Brown, he got his own rebound off of a block. And that puts Denton in the double bonus.
Boy,
46-46.
Boy, did Jaylen Brown have to wait for that one to where he finally was able to take down Pedro Castro one-on-one under the basket.
And the free throw, no good. He's 0 for 4 on free throws tonight, and it remains 46-46. 1 minute left to go. Here you go, right down to the wire. David Woosley with it, 46-46, 54 seconds left. Woosley, high pass, they go far corner, Harris. Harris with it, rotating up to the top. Woosley with it, hangs on, passes this one over to Blake. Blake pass inside, that one picked off by Brown. And Denton comes back the other way. They can take the last shot if they want. If not, we're going to OT. 46-46, Frisbee with it.
And you do not want to foul here. Both teams are in the bonus. That is the last thing you want on your mind, especially in this situation where it looks like Denton is going to try to take this last shot.
They are. Timeout. Denton. 19 seconds to go. My goodness, what a game.
Man, I'm not really sure what you're thinking on that timeout there. I would have personally held on to the basketball, just tried to go for that shot. I know that there's a lot of emotion running in that moment, but once it comes down to it, there's going to be just as much there once you have to take the shot. It's a
Harold Jackson electing to play it safe and draw up a play. 46-46, 19 seconds to go.
And if Denton is going to let any player on their team take that three-point shot tonight, I know that they've got to be looking at their junior, Tyrus Johnson. He had the buzzer beater to end the third quarter. I know that he's had a very successful night. 10 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. That is leading the team in this game. That is not leading the team. I forgot Jaylen Brown's actually the only player on the team that's got more points than him tonight. But Tyrus Johnson has sunk a lot of high-risk shots, a lot of high, tension shots, I suppose you would say. where there's a lot of pressure on him. He likes the pressure. I'd say give him the basketball.
Here he goes. 16 seconds left off the inbound. It is Jaylen Brown with it. 13. Denton's going to try and take the last shot. There's the bounce pass. Johnson driving. Johnson shot up. No good. No foul called. 5 seconds back the other way. Brewer can win it all right here. And this pass gets it off. Here's the shot at the buzzer. No good. We're going to overtime.
And David Woosley, the 5'5" sophomore for Brewer, took the final shot. He doesn't have any points tonight, to my knowledge, Bab.
Nope.
I don't think that was the guy you wanted taking the shot in that situation.
There was an awkward pass that time as Castro, I don't know if he could really figure out what to do with it. It kind of deflected for a bit. He had to reclaim it and get it over to Woosley. And Woosley at that point had to basically take what's almost a couple of feet further than an NBA three. And we're going to OT. How about that? We'll keep it right here.
And, you know, Tyrus Johnson, I think he was really looking for a foul on his shot with about – there must have been about 5 seconds left on the clock when he took it. Went to the ground. I don't know. There were a lot of defenders in the area. I don't know if he rightfully deserved a call in that scenario or not, but it doesn't matter now. We're in overtime. Woosley missed the final shot for Brewer. 46-46 is your score. Man, what a way to start off the playoffs, Zach.
A very crazy game.
And right now for both teams, you got Denton being led by Jaylen Brown, and you've got Brewer being led by Pedro Castro.
4 minutes is overtime, and Denton wins the tip-off. A quick scoring update. Guyer trails Trinity right now, 74-72, 31 left. So that game also coming down to the wire, but reset here for OT. First overtime game this season on the Denton ISD Game of the Week. Fitting that it comes in the first round of the playoffs. Driving inside, shot up that time, no good. And an offensive foul may have been called, and yes, indeed it was. Offensive foul on Tyrus Johnson.
That's another charge. Another charge that the Brewer Bears were able to set up. I don't really know if he planted his feet on that one. Seemed like he got there really late for Tyrus Johnson. Nonetheless, it's Brewer basketball.
46-46, and Brewer with it. That's the 19th foul. He's still in the bonus for Brewer, although since it's an offensive foul, they don't take a shot. Here's the pass, this one high. Shavian Moore, it's bouncing everywhere. It finally comes loose. Brewer's got to get it out of their front court, and they run out of time.
And you can dedicate them running out of time to number 23, Shavian Moore of the Denton Broncos. He went for the steal over Woosley, was tipping the ball up in the air, making the Brewer Bears scramble to get the ball across the half court line. No dice. It's Denton basketball.
So overtime starts with an offensive foul and a backcourt violation. 3:14 to go here in this extra frame. 46-46 between Denton and Brewer. Here's the pass, far side. This is a fake three by Moore. Doesn't take the shot. Tries to take it again. Still doesn't get it off. Instead, he'll pass it up top here to Johnson. Johnson goes inside. This pass attempt off, or shot attempt, no good. But Johnson gets the rebound, gets the shot up. It still will not land. Allison comes away with it, and he's able to draw the foul. After all that, what a mess. And Dwaylen Wheaton gets called for the foul.
Caleb Allison was able to get the final rebound there and able to finally draw the foul call for Denton. I thought that you could have given one to Tyrus Johnson, who went up with the shot before Allison's.
Allison has not been very good from the line tonight. He's 1 of 4.
That one he did have, though, was late in the game to tie it up.
That one.
Allison's been having to come into the game a little bit more tonight than usual, even though he did start 6'5", senior. Got to be over 250 pounds, one of the biggest guys on the court in general.
Second free throw attempt, that one no good. It's 2 of 6 on the line total from the night, and Denton's got a one-point lead, 47-46.
Pedro Castro at the point right now.
In trouble, has to get the pass off. That time to Cortland Blake, in turn he'll send it back to the point for Woosley, who waits with it near the Falcon logo. Now orbits over right side, goes to Kenneth Harris. Harris back the other way, far corner this time for Taylor. Taylor goes back up top, thought about the three that time for a second. Blake couldn't get it to go. Dishes it down low again for Taylor. Thought about the three, didn't take it. Goes back up top. They go around the horn. It's Harris, far side. Harris back up top to Woosley. They go all the way around. This will be a long three this time. from Castro. Rebound taken that time by Allison of Denton. Denton coming back the other way with a one-point lead, 2:15, and counting here to go in overtime.
Caleb Allison has done a great job of being the big man in the paint, getting the rebounds that need to be snatched for the Broncos right now. If Denton can hold on to the ball here, not make any mistakes, they've only got the one-point lead. All you need is one more shot, and you could have the first W of the playoffs.
Denton milking the clock here. They're deliberately starting this possession off slowly. Johnson goes far corner here for Brown, who had an open three, but elects to drain more clock here. Frisbee trying to drive the lane. Can't get any free space around Harris, so he'll have to peel off. Comes all the way back up top, and now he'll wait right near the Falcon logo. A minute 32 here to go in the overtime period. Javian Moore driving baseline. Hook shot, no good. Rebound taken that time by Blake, and here comes Brewer back the other way. Woosley getting around. Brewer fans screaming for a foul there. None forthcoming from the officials. It's Castro with it. Castro bounce pass far side here to Woosley. 1 point game, 1:12 left. Here comes a three attempt. That one up. In and out, no good. And the rebound taken by Brown. And now we get whistles behind the play. And it's going to be a timeout for Denton.
Cortland Blake, who has done a very good job behind the three-point line tonight. The only other dude you can say excelled more for Brewer was number 20 Anthony Rodriguez, who's been in foul trouble since the third. It toilet bowled its way out of the rim. It honestly should have gone in for Blake. But instead, you get a timeout call. You're trying to regroup here. I know you didn't get the shot to fall. You're down by 1 point. It's all about not making mistakes in these situations, Bab. The first team that fouls and puts the other one in a bonus free throw shooting situation, it could cost you the game.
It's really on the line here. Denton will have the ball off the base after, or off their own baseline coming out of this timeout. Brown was the one who got the rebound, which was his eighth of the game.
I know that Denton's been running a bit of a full court press type of thing when they go on defense. Sometimes it's worked for them, sometimes it hasn't. I would say that once they, even if they do make this shot and they go back on defense, you might want to just play it safe. I don't know if you need to be running your press when you've got the lead in this situation. You just don't want to get anywhere near fouling.
Arguably, they're going to go for the two. That would make it a three-point game. A three is risky. A three would make it a two-possession game, but if you miss, then it's 1 point, and Brewer can take a lead easily after that. Let's see what they do here as the clock officially hits a minute to go in overtime. Both fans on their feet for both schools. It is Johnson with it, trying to drain some clock, running around. He's being pressured heavily by the Brewer defense, running everywhere. Johnson just playing keep away more or less as he tries to get through. Can't get it off. Gets to Allison. Allison shot up and in. Caleb Allison. He's got six. It's a three-point Denton lead, and now Brewer needs a three here with 38 seconds remaining.
Off the no-look pass from Tyrus Johnson. Beautiful play.
Woosley, Castro can't find an open man. Castro has to get the pass off. It's a bad one, and it's picked off by Denton, and Castro has to foul Shavian Moore. 49-46, 26.8 seconds to go, and that will put Denton at the line.
Up by three already, and you can credit that steal and Denton getting the ball back to number 21, Jaylen Brown. He was able to tip the pass, which forced the steal, and that's why Shavian Moore is now at the line.
He is 7 for 7 from the free throw line as he makes that first shot.
Sank that one there. He's got a little bit of swagger in his step as you've now turned it into a 4-point lead.
That might have been that nail on the coffin. Moore, again, 8 for 8. Unbelievable from the line. All eight of his points are from free throws, and now it's a 5-point game, excuse me. Here comes a long three. That one good. With 20 seconds left, Cortland Blake makes the three. And suddenly it's a 2-point game yet again.
Every time we think that it's almost over, Zach, it seems like Brewer or Denton or the Broncos or the Bears keeps on returning. It's crazy. I mean, we haven't seen so much of a back and forth, you know, as close as it is here. You know, we saw at the beginning of the game, 10-0 run, 13-3 run. You know, teams have had the lead for extended periods of time, then it switches after a while. But, I mean, in the fourth quarter and in overtime, up until, you know, our recent change of events that has now secured Denver Denton the lead. It's crazy to see how Brewer just hasn't given up, and they continue to fight and believe that they can come back, even though there's only 20 seconds on the clock. I mean, the persistence is impressive.
The five-point lead, which was our largest of the night since Denton opened up on a 10-0 run, it lasted for 18 seconds. And then the three-pointer from Cortland Blake has made it a two-point game yet again. And now 20.6 seconds left on the clock. Brewer's going to basically foul the person who collects the inbound pass immediately to put up the line. There's the pass, and that one almost stolen, but Johnson able to hang on to it, and Johnson stepped out of bounds, and it's Brewer ball. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Johnson put his back foot on the line out of bounds, and it's Brewer's ball on an unforced turnover. Timeout by the Bears.
And you know, it was a really great defensive play by Brewer before Tyrus Johnson even really got control of the basketball. He kind of had to steal it away from a Brewer Bear, and I believe that's why they made the call that they did. He kind of had to regain control of the basketball. Very easy to believe that his foot could have stepped out of bounds there. It's just an unfortunate play. You have once again shot yourself in the foot somehow in Denton's position. It almost seems planned, Zach. I mean, it's such a perfect scenario for a playoff basketball game. You think you've got the lead, you're up
all
by.
All Denton had to do was take a foul.
Right.
And if you make both free throws, this game's over. Instead, it's Brewer ball.
You allowed the three-point shot from Cortland Blake, and then you step out of bounds. It's almost baffling that neither of these teams has really been able to lock down this win. But, I mean, fun basketball to watch nonetheless. We're less than 20 seconds left.
All right.
Emotions are high. The energy is high. Everyone is on their feet in this place, including ourselves.
Here we go.
Let's see what happens.
Brewer can either win it with a three or tie it, maybe send it into double OT with a two. Inbound duties belong to Jared Taylor. Taylor gets the inbound. This one deflected out of bounds, and it hit Jaylen Brown last. It remains Brewer ball, 17.3 left on the clock.
It's now going to – the ball is going to move from the baseline to under the basket. No, instead we're going to get another timeout.
Yeah, Brewer uses what I believe is their final timeout.
Rightfully so.
It's a full timeout.
They're just trying to draw up a play that will basically guarantee you a win. I know that's what Brewer is doing right now, and – it's not easy to do. I mean, as especially in high school where, you know, the chemistry can at times, although we're in the playoffs at this point, when emotions are this high and the game is this close, it's hard to be in the same mindset with the other four guys on the court. I really hope that the play that they're drawing up is able to work in this situation if you are Brewer. But it's
let's go ahead and pause real quick for station identification on KNTU.
FM 88.1, The One, KNTU, McKinney, Denton, Dallas, Fort Worth.
I guess to continue, the only thing that you can really hope for as Brewer is just to make sure that it either goes well or you don't turn it over.
Wheaton on the inbound here for Brewer. 17.3 seconds to go. It's a high one, and that one is intercepted by Denton, and the foul will be taken with 14.3 left. They went for the high pass to Pedro Castro. He couldn't come down with it. Credit, I believe that was either Shavian Moore or Jaylen Brown for jumping up to that 6-7 frame. The pass was a little low, and Castro has to foul and put the man who's been perfect, 8-for-8, Shavian Moore on the line. If he makes both, that probably ices this game.
It's the last dude you wanted to put on the line if you're the Brewer Bears. And it was a play that I believe that they entrusted in.
Misses the first.
Is a play that I believe Brewer put a lot of trust in, trying to get the ball to the best guy on the court. Pedro Castro makes perfect sense. But Denton, rock solid with the defense.
So here we go. It can only be a three-point game at max if Moore makes the second free throw. He doesn't. It comes off the iron, and the rebound taken by Brewer. Here they come, back the other way. 10 seconds to go. We get whistles and a foul on Denton. Jaylen Brown, I believe, is the guilty party. No, excuse me, it's Chris Miller. And that will put Pedro Castro on the line to tie the game with 9.4 seconds to go.
the mistakes. The mistakes, Zach. It's just, it continues to happen towards the end of this game. If it's not one team that's stepping out of bounds, it's another that's fouling in the bonus.
Castro's 3 of 4 on the line tonight. It's a 1-1. He makes the first. 16 points for Castro. It's 51-50. The Bears can tie it up here with another free throw make. All the pressure right now on the senior, Pedro Castro. The second free throw attempt, it's good. Can you believe it? We are tied again. 51-51, 9.4 seconds to go. Denton going to have a chance for the last shot here. Both teams out of timeouts.
And you've got the ball in Tyrus Johnson's hands.
Johnson, 6 seconds, down to 5. Johnson trying to go for the buzzer beater. Johnson, 2-1, shot up at the
ball.
Oh! He got it! Tyrus Johnson at the buzzer. It's over.
Unbelievable, Tyrus Johnson.
Tyrus Johnson with the buzzer beating 3. Denton wins it 54-51.
Everyone is mobbing the court right now. Every player is surrounding number 11 after an absolutely toughly contested three-point shot. He had a man right in his face. Probably could have even called a foul on it. Doesn't even matter.
Nothing but nets. Oh, my goodness.
The Broncos are going to walk out with a W in the most glamorous of fashions. Pedro Castro,
my goodness,
showing a lot of emotion.
What a way to end it. 54-51 is your final score. My goodness.
Wow.
We'll be back with the postgame show in a bit. You're listening to the Denton ISD Game of the Week.
NT Notebook, your guide to events happening throughout the University of North Texas system.
DocSpot film series Get in the Way. The journey of John Lewis tells the story of U.S. Congressman and human rights champion John Lewis and his long history of standing up to injustice using strategy, legislation, and direct action with a nonviolent approach to change. This will be shown in Willis from 12 to 1 tomorrow. DLS presents Dr. Mae Jemison. Astronaut, scholar, philanthropist, and physician can all be words used to describe Dr. Mae Jemison, the first woman of color in space. Dr. Jemison's diverse academic background has led her to found companies, conduct research beyond our generation, and inspire people of all backgrounds to dismiss societal norms and pursue their passions. This event will take place in the Union from 8 to 9.
NT Notebook can be heard 4 times every weekday at 9 a.m., 2, 7, and 10 p.m. only on FM 88.1, The One.
Outright monetary donations are not the only gifts that help keep KNTU on the air. Did you know that KNTU accepts vehicles as a form of giving? Well, we do. And the process is simple. We pick up the vehicle, get your information, and send you the paperwork needed for your taxes. Give us a call, 844-KNTU-CAR, or donate online at kntu-cardonations.com. Why not make the call or go online now?
One of the most unbelievable endings you will ever see in high school basketball. Denton wins it final 54-51 in overtime. A buzzer-beating three-pointer by Tyrus Johnson when it looked like we were going to go to another overtime.
Wow.
Just an insane sequence of events. You have Johnson basically makes up for himself more or less because Denton had a two-point lead. He steps out of bounds to give Brewer the ball.
Off a really shaky inbound.
Really shaky inbound pass. Then you have back the other way.
You had the two free throws by Pedro Castro to tie it up.
Yeah, you had the turnover, which gave Denton the ball. They couldn't get a shot. And then back the other way, he was Pedro Castro fouled, which puts him on the line. He makes both free throws to tie the game up at 51 with 9 seconds left. You think at this point we're going to double overtime. And then Tyrus Johnson, just enough time to get that final shot off from three-point range with a man in his face.
It's
and Denton wins it 57-51.
I said 54-51. I said it at the end of near the end of overtime. It almost seems like a movie, or I mean, it seems like they scripted this game, Zach. You couldn't have asked for a more exciting, a more exhilarating, a more glamorous, picture perfect type of way to start off the playoffs. Who doesn't want to watch an overtime buzzer beating three to win it? I mean, especially when it's the hometown Denton Broncos. It was a great game by Tyrus Johnson, a great game by their big man Jaylen Brown. It was a very scrappy game, lots of charges, lots of fouls, lots of mistakes towards the end to force OT, and then, you know, OT goes back and forth. There was a lot of emotion that went on in this game from the beginning of tip-off to that buzzer-beating three, Zach. I feel like we've just gone through a whole experience watching Denton walk out with this W.
Some of the final stats on the night, as we'll run through them. I'm going to have no voice left tomorrow morning. Mine's about gone. For Brewer, David Woosley, no points, but he does end with 2 rebounds and 3 assists. Anthony Rodriguez, 15 points, 1 assist on the night. Pedro Castro, a double-double in the seniors' final game, 17 points, nails his average, 12 rebounds and 3 assists. Cortland Blake, 17 points for him as well, and 4 rebounds as him and Castro tie for the team lead. And the game lead, I believe. Yep, that's also for the game lead. 2 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists for Kenneth Harris, and then 2 rebounds and an assist for Jared Taylor. On the other side of things, for the Denton Broncos, who will advance, Tyrus Johnson, his game-winning three, gives him 13 points, 9 rebounds and 3 assists. Joseph Frisbee finishes the night, 5 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. Chris Miller, 5 points. And a rebound, an assist for Elijah Anderson in his few minutes played. Jaylen Brown, 16 points and 8 rebounds, comes just a couple shy of a double-double. Shavion Moore with some clutch free throws down the end to keep the Broncos in it, although he missed the last two, which set up, right, ironically, Tyrus Johnson's eventual game-winning three. Finishes 8 of 10 from the line, all 8 points via the free throw, 2 rebounds as well. And Caleb Allison rounds it out, 6 points, 2 rebounds to his name, as he was 2 of 6 from the charity stripe. I don't know if we're going to have another game all season that tops this.
I really don't. I mean, it's only the first round of the playoffs, and, I mean, overtime, you got the buzzer beater. You had a really great matchup tonight between these two teams, both very evenly matched. It was a show. It was an absolute show to watch tonight. You saw, I'm really glad Tyrus Johnson, honestly, was the one that ended up taking this shot, because, I mean, no one had more character on the court than this guy. It seemed like he was just absorbing the attention that, you know, the crowd always gives their players during the games, especially when, you know, it just becomes so much more important during the playoffs. No one else needed to take that game-winning shot. There's a reason that he has offers from New Orleans and North Texas. And after watching tonight, I'm really hoping that the Mean Green jump on this guy.
Well, ironically enough, Guyer right now, they're in overtime as well against Trinity, 88-86. They got 29 seconds left in that overtime. As we'll figure out where we'll end up next week. Be sure to keep an eye on the Twitter sphere. There we go. Again, KNTU881. Is the our official Twitter account, or you can check us on Facebook. Again, that's facebook.com/KNTU881. We will try and have where exactly we will be next week for our second round game. Again, other scores from around Denton ISD. Ryan advances with a 64-51 win. And in overtime right now, 29.4 seconds left. Guyer is up on Trinity, 88-86. Braswell, of course, missed the playoffs in their first season with a varsity basketball team. So it's all up to Guyer. If they can hang on in the final 30 seconds of overtime against Trinity, then all three playoff-bound Denton schools will advance to the second round. But, Grayson, before we sign it off, any final thoughts on this one?
You know, I really hope Guyer pulls it out and be able to give us some options
for
next week, which
options game are good.
The KNTU sports crew are, you know, going to be able to jump on. I'd say one thing that you really have to focus on here, and one thing I'd like to end this game on is, you know, you're glad to get the win. You're glad, you know, it was in the fashion that it was. But remember, this is only the beginning. I mean, this is the first round of the playoffs. You're going to have a lot tougher, a lot meaner, a lot more dedicated games and teams that you're going to be facing in the near future if you're the Denver Broncos. I'd say just stay
Denver
focused.
Denver again.
I said, man, I apologize to everyone that listened tonight for me saying Denver so many times tonight. The Denton Broncos have just confused me with that one since we came on air. I just can't help myself. But Denton, just stay focused on the ultimate goal. You know where you want to get. Everyone wants that championship. Just because you won this game in the fashion that you did doesn't mean that, you know, it's going to be a cakewalk from here, because it's going to be quite the opposite.
Again, one final time, your final score, Denton 54, Brewer 51 in OT, thanks to the three-point buzzer-beating shot by Tyrus Johnson. Lots of people to thank for tonight's broadcast. Our technical director back at the KNTU studios, Zach Vance. Our parabolic mic holder was Taylor Ball. Graphic designer tonight, Michelle Royer. Our on-site engineer was Floyd D. Culberson, Jr., and our promotions assistant was Hank Thompson. For my broadcast partner, Grayson Nolet, one final time, the final in OT. Denton gets the win, 54-51 over Brewer. I'm Zach Babb saying good night from Keller, Texas.